This is the Live and Learn podcast with me, Shivraj Prashad. In this fresh season, I give you more by way of life skills as we look beyond the pandemic to new beginnings. I will be joined by a whole host of new guests from the training, coaching, mentoring, and leadership space who, like me, strive to create new personal development tools and mechanisms to inspire you to live your best lives. Hi, I'm Shivraj Prashad, communication and executive coach, trainer, podcaster, and presenter, and more recently, practitioner of mindfulness, which I'm finding has a huge impact on how we communicate with ourselves and others. Have you ever just thrown up your hands in despair and said, "I am stressed. I just cannot cope"? That is normal, because we live in a world where stress is unavoidable. Technology creates unrealistic expectations that we make ourselves available 24 hours a day, especially now given the context we exist in. Caught in a constant to-do list, we rarely find the time to evaluate the toll this fear, worry, and distress can have on our bodies and minds. We only react and act, and it becomes a downward spiral. So, is stress a bad thing, or can it be a good thing as well? Stress is really your body's response to anything needing action or response. It can be a physical, mental, or emotional reaction. On the positive side, stress helps our bodies adjust to new situations, keeping us alert, motivated, and in a state of readiness to avoid danger. For example, when you have an important test coming up, you make your body work harder to stay awake longer. But when does it get too much? When you have more pressure than resources to deal with it, or at least feel that way, because you haven't had the time to dial it back a bit and objectively find ways to respond better. Today, I'm going to give you a simple mindfulness exercise to relieve stress with SBNRR, or stop, breathe, notice, reflect, respond. Let's begin. Let's begin by taking a moment to allow your body to settle. Find a comfortable position that allows your spine to be long but with a natural curve in the low back. You can close your eyes or keep them open with a soft gaze downward, a few feet in front of you. Let the belly and shoulders relax. Today, I'll guide you through a relieving stress practice. In this meditation, we'll practice cultivating a sense of ease, openness, and space, even around difficult emotions. This practice can be an antidote for those times we feel stressed and overwhelmed. Before we start, take a full breath in and a long breath out. To begin this practice, invite your body to feel nourished and fed. As you breathe in, you can imagine breathing in all the energy and positive emotion that your body needs. As you breathe out, letting go of any tightness, tension, or toxicity. Breathe in warmth and openness. Breathe out tension or tightness. Check in with the body See if any tension has come up in the usual places. Soften them on the next exhale. Feel free to move or shift your posture if that feels helpful. Check it now with the mind. Are there any stories taking up space that don't have to be there at this moment? Invite them to come and go. Neither clinging to them or pushing them away. Breathe in and breathe out. Now check in with the heart. Are there sensations in the chest or the front of the body? Notice any warmth, tightness, tension, or openness that's there. Just observing and noting without judgment. Breathe in and breathe out. And see if you feel more openness, ease, or spaciousness than when we started. As we begin to close this practice, you might invite a smile. You may want to bring your hand to your heart, saying silently, "May I be well, may I be happy." Saying silently, "May I be well, may I be happy." You can come back to this practice whenever you feel stressed or like you want to give yourself more nourishment or space. Let's finish this relieving stress practice now by taking a full breath in and a long breath out. Now, this is how I want you to integrate this practice with your everyday routine. Pick an activity today that has a potential to trigger you or cause you stress. Perhaps it's a commute to work or a particular job or activity, or possibly an interaction with a difficult person. When you begin that activity, make a commitment to notice any trigger or stress response. Try using SBNRR. Remember that. Stop, breathe, notice, reflect, respond to navigate the activity. Now ask yourself these questions. What were the signals that a trigger response or stress was present? Simply, what were the signals that stress was present? What parts of stop, breathe, notice, reflect, respond, or SBNRR were easy for you or difficult? And more critically, how did practicing SBNRR impact the outcome of the situation? This last one I would love to know. Do write to me at shivraj@brevis.in. This podcast was created on Hubhopper Studio. Hubhopper is India's leading podcast creation platform. You too can start your podcast for free. Visit www.hubhopperstudio.com to get your voice heard across platforms like Spotify, Gaana, Google Podcasts, Wig Music, and more. You can also click on the link in the episode description.